Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag.
Yes, it is. Time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including Tom Brady's got himself a new offensive coordinator with the Las Vegas Raiders. Of course, he hired Pete Carroll to be the team's next head coach. And the offensive coordinator, another guy familiar with the NFL, that'd be one Chip Kelly.
I like it.
Love it.
I took a quick dig at Chip Kelly, and I immediately regretted it.
How dare you?
Well, I was trying to...
What?
He's a visor guy. I was trying to throw that in Hart's face one of these days.
And
I took a quick swipe at Chip Kelly. I immediately felt bad about it.
Nope.
Chip Kelly or Josh McDaniels?
Chip Kelly.
Same.
Chip Kelly, New Hampshire guy, so I am a tad biased.
Yeah, you're biased.
But
you've bonded over the former old man in the mountain. Now he's just a bunch of rubble kicking around the highway.
He's not there anymore, Jones.
But
not necessary to bring that up. But Chip Kelly just led the Ohio State Buckeyes at offense to a national title. You can, point at him and be like highs and lows as a head coach. Like McDaniel's just lows, but that's not the job. Neither one of these guys are being asked to be a head coach probably ever again. But is he a good offensive coordinator? I think so. And it's funny, teaming up with Pete Carroll, like, so many of these teams are going like young, like 35-year-old head coach, 30-year-old offensive coordinator. It's like, give me Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly. Let's see what we got.
The geriatric Raiders.
Believe it or not, I kind of like the overall move more. I wasn't wild about the Pete Carroll hire because I was like, why would you bring this guy in just to get rid of him?
Look, I'm telling you.
Like, bridge coach is like, why not shoot a little bit higher than
Pete
that?
Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly, that's not for every organization.
I kind of like it.
But for the Raiders, for how down they've been and how talentless they are and how much they just need some structure, I actually think those are good hires. Both
Who
of them,
they man. Get to play quarterback?
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, probably.
Probably.
Nick Foles.
Aaron Rodgers.
Didn't Chip Kelly have a good year with Nick Foles?
He
didn't win the Super Bowl, but he was there for like the 20 touchdown, like one pick season.
He's like a Pro Bowler, I think.
Yeah, he's good.
So, I don't know. I mean, is Rodgers a crazy one?
Yeah.
It is?
Nah, I mean,
I don't know how good he'd be. I'm just saying, is that a crazy one for them to swing at? Brady would want Aaron Rodgers late in his career?
No, it feels like it's going to be the same group of veteran guys that moved a year ago, right? Like Rodgers, Wilson, Kirk Cousins. Like, that's what you're looking at.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
I think that's now my favorite.
You like that one the
most? Yeah, I mean,
they're all good.
It's like picking a favorite child. You know, you go through a different fits and starts, but I feel like that one's top of my list right now.
Yeah, that one is pretty good. Speaking of the Pro Bowl, Jones, I don't know if you watched any of it yesterday, but
highlights,
and you know who was a big part of it was one Drake May. A couple of touchdown passes, to the the other team. But when it was all said and done, the NFC defeated the AFC 76-63.
Ooh, low score for a flag football game. I think that's a low scoring game.
Flag football. There was also tug of war.
Oh, did they
do
that?
Did you see some of the hosses?
No, I did not.
So,
any awards? Any hardware we got to hand out?
No, I had it on in the background. It was on like mute. We're doing something else. So yeah,
Taylor Lindebaum. No,
It was 5-on-5.
Yeah,
you know, AFC hosses versus NFC hosses.
Nice.
And they stood up on like a platform, and then they would pull each other into a foam pit.
Nice.
It looked like little kids' gymnastics. Is kind of what it looked
was
like.
Wipeout.
It was like early days of the challenge.
Pro Bowl
games. These are like the challenges they used to do in like season 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Battle of the sexes, things like this. Yeah,
If I remember correctly, the NFC was pretty good at tug of war.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. Well, they got
AFC not as much.
Loaded with hosses over on that side.
Hosses everywhere you turn.
How'd Drake do?
He didn't do tug of war.
No, how'd he do in the Pro Bowl?
I told you, two touchdown passes, two touchdown to the other team.
I was stuck on the Hosses. So the two to the other team, not pretty, including giving the defensive MVP to the guy on the other side. Not great.
No.
My mom always said, life was like a box.
Grab bag.
You never know what you're going to get.
Well, we have a response from Luka Doncic's father.
Oh.
In regards to the trade. It had to be translated, so I'll just read you what he said. Let's see. Quote, I understand there comes a moment when you disagree with a certain philosophy. You don't like this or that player. All good. I get it. But I think that exactly this secrecy, or should I say from some individuals, maybe even hypocrisy, this hurts me personally because I think that Luka absolutely doesn't deserve this.
What doesn't he deserve? The ridicule? Like the criticism? Like you're going to the Lakers.
Sneaky being traded, I guess?
Being traded
on the sly?
What wouldn't you be happy about?
I don't know.
I see. Like him not being informed.
I think not being involved at all.
Okay, that's fair.
He was asked about Luka. Yeah, go ahead.
I believe Luka didn't know. That I believe. That's the only reason you would only negotiate with one team. I believe Luka didn't know. There's zero chance LeBron didn't know.
Like, please.
Like none.
Please.
But, okay, if that's what he's saying, I guess I agree with it. But at the end of the day, even if you didn't know about the trade and you feel a little insulted by that, even if there's ridicule about lack of drive, your build, your all these things that he's getting criticism for, you're still a Laker at the end of the day. I feel like that's a win for Luka and his family.
Although you're not getting that Supermax deal.
No, and that's true, too.
That probably needs to be looked at.
He is probably pissed about that.
In all seriousness, if you do everything in your ability, your first team All-NBA every year for the last 5 years, and then after this year, you're going to be set to sign a Supermax deal for whatever the huge number is, and then if they trade you to another team, even if that team would want to pay you that, they can't? That's weird.
It is. It's to incentivize small, not that Dallas is small market, but to incentivize smaller market.
But you could see it if it was maybe you're trying to prevent guys from demanding trades. Hey, maybe you're more likely to stay here. But that's not the case with Luka.
That's probably, I get what you're saying. To me, is it worth leaving some money on the table to be a Laker?
Yeah, because he'll probably get it back.
You said that earlier. He's going to be more marketable in LA.
Luka's dad was also asked about his conditioning.
Oh.
And he said, wasn't even a problem last year since, I am saying again, one individual said he's not fit enough, that he played, I don't know, 100 games, practically 40 minutes with two or three players constantly on him, that he was beaten, and you say such things about him. I feel that this is very unfair from certain individuals. You traded him, stand by your actions, but don't look for excuses or alibis. That's it.
Look, nobody needs a weird Cali diet more than that guy. Like that, he needs a get on.
Don't touch it.
Eat the seaweed.
Yeah.
Like he needs that kind of weirdo diet. So that LA is gonna be good for him.
Or maybe he'll be like when Vlade Divac was at LA, on LA, just smoking butts. Just great passer. You think he was hitting the weights and stuff?
No, probably not. That's true. Yeah. And eventually, that guy got traded for Kobe.
Grab bag.
Huge news in the Keefe's Keys department as Pro Football Hall of Famer Tony Boselli has been named the executive vice president of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Of course, Bruce Smith thinks he shouldn't. But, big news for a one-time Hoss of the Week, Tony Boselli.
See, now this is a good sign for the Keys that I'm sure people were putting this story on your radar left and right. So that's a good sign for the Keys.
Is he going to be the first two-time Hoss of the Week?
Ooh.
No, I'm not ready to give it out yet.
Yeah, it's Monday.
It's Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
It's Monday. I can't give out Hoss of the Week just yet.
We're not sending out the trophy quite yet.
No.
No.
Grab bag. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but
grab bag. Baseball signing. We have a baseball signing.
Red Sox?
Not by the Red Sox. No. The Detroit Tigers are bringing back Jack Flaherty. 2 years, $35 million. Which seems real light for Flaherty.
Yeah, agreed.
He's better than that, isn't he?
So, does that take the one thing I would wonder is, does that take the Tigers out of the Bregman sweepstakes?
It
probably doesn't put the Red Sox back in it, but you'd imagine the Tigers aren't spending on him and Bregman.
So the Sox spent more money on Lucas Giolito than the Tigers did on Jack Flaherty?
Correct.
Huh? Am I wrong? Isn't Flaherty pretty good?
If that's all Flaherty's getting, he is.
Yeah.
If that's all Flaherty's getting, shouldn't the Red Sox have been in on him?
Yes.
And I'm telling you, they're done. Probably period, but they're done with their rotation. The way both Breslow and Sam Kennedy, among others, have talked about their rotation, they think they're done. Mm-hmm. I don't think that. I don't agree with that. I would keep adding to the rotation. And Flaherty was an easy one. He was not my favorite pitcher. I'm not like pounding the table. They should have signed him. But that's a worthwhile deal. The Red Sox should have done it. Just call my
name and I'll grab bag.
Alabama has a new offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb.
Oh.
Ryan Grubb, who worked with Kellen DeBoer in Washington in 2022 and 2023, is going to reunite with him. He was with the Seattle Seahawks last year as their OC.
He was a collegiate coach for Jalen Polk. And, didn't get
more out of Polk, though.
Yeah, that's true. He did get more out of Jalen Polk.
Did Michael Penix spin it.
Did not have a good offense last year in Seattle. I'm surprised he only got 1 year. That's quick for an offensive coordinator on a team that wasn't a complete disaster.
Yeah.
They weren't like a 4-win team. They were 500-ish. They were in the playoff mix. But so he's going back to college football.
It sure is. Mm.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
Grammys were last night. We hit on it briefly. Beyonce got Album of the Year. People were kind of fired up about that.
Cowboy Carter.
Polarizing a little bit. Taylor Swift didn't win, but she was cheersing everybody's champagne. She seemed to be having a good time.
Yeah, she was pretending to be happy for everybody. Yeah.
Kanye West showed up with his girlfriend who was practically naked.
Yeah.
And what else I missed?
And then was asked to leave.
Although that's been reported that might have been a
false
report.
Disputed. Yeah, he might have just left on his own and not been asked to leave.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well,
what were you telling me that the photographers were saying to her?
Oh, if you watch the video of Kanye's girlfriend there, naked on the red carpet, she's got like a mink coat on or whatever she's got.
Yeah, she showed up with like very much clothes.
So she has this coat on and she's got her back to the camera people. And they're like, hey, show a little shoulder. And she starts dropping it down. And then she drops the whole thing to the ground. She's basically buck-ass naked.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, my. wanted a little shoulder.
Put that back on.
And she spins around.
Yeah.
And you're like, woof.
I saw everything.
I'm picturing it.
I'm
still seeing it right now to this very second.
I've seen everything.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right.
None of you seem to understand. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with grab bag.
All right, Double Dork podcast tonight. Two dorks for the price of one. We're going to do Severance Season 2, Episode 3. I know a show you recently started getting one.
No football this weekend. Yep. I'm maybe halfway through Season 1, so I'm not to where you guys are, but I'm trying to catch up. Yeah,
wild show. And then we're also going to preview some more movies coming out. Last week we did the releases January through June, so you guessed it, July through December. But you can hit us up at Dork Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. We'll be streaming it live on YouTube tonight, 8:45, and then it'll be available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You know what?
Is this your
grab bag,
Larry? Is this your
grab bag,
Larry?
Look, man.
Dude, please.
All right, best NBA performances from last night. Jason Tatum. Part of a 26-point comeback. He had 35 points, 7 rebounds, 11 assists in the win over the Sixers. Giannis went for 30, 11, and 7. Nikola Vucevic, triple-double for the Bulls, 20, 11, and 10. Tyrese Maxey in a losing effort, 34 points, 6 assists. And Jalen Duren, 21 points, 13 rebounds for Detroit in a win over the Bulls.
I guess I'll go. They were down 26 to Philly, which I don't love, but I'll go Tatum.
You got
to
go Tatum.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, gentlemen, we're talking about a first baseman who played for the Cubs, Marlins, Orioles, Braves, Pirates, Padres. Righty stick, righty arm.
Okay.
And had a cup of coffee in 1997. His final year in the majors was 2011. He was a 2-time All-Star, 3-time Gold Glover.
Wow.
Won a Silver Slugger and a batting title.
Can you give me the average when he won the batting title?
335.
Whoa.
Where he finished.
Eric Lee?
Oh! He got it!
Nick! From the clouds! Wow, Nick!
Derek. He said it like a couple clues before. Like, I don't know.
Back there?
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out.
But Derek, he was thinking out loud.
Billy, you should have sniped
him. No, I couldn't.
Derek Lee!
Nick!
Because I didn't think it was that many teams.
Wow!
Yeah, I didn't think it was that many teams.
I think Derek Lee, I think Cubs.
Cubs.
But I mean, obviously, he played other teams. I didn't think it was that many.
Derek Lee, this proves.
Won a World Series with the Marlins.
Okay, this proves you played fantasy baseball, though, in an era. This was a first baseman who had swiped some bags, right?
He had a run in the middle, 19, 21, 12, 15.
Nice. That's useful.
That's
when you're first baseman stealing you 15 bags a year, that's something right there.
He had a 46 dong season.
Yeah, he did.
Which is like far and away his highest.
Nice.
Actually, I'm sorry. He had a 35 as well.
Yeah, not bad. Don't sleep on that.
A couple big years for Derek Lee.
Derek
AKA
Lee?
AKA D. Lee, called him.
I liked Carlos Lee, not to be confused with Derek Lee.
Sure. I liked Cliff Lee.
Carlos Lee, nice player, same era.
I like Bruce Lee.
Lee Greenwood.
Not to be confused
Lee
with
Smith?
Bruce, but not Bruce Smith.
No,
we don't like
no,
him.
No, not Bruce.
No, I don't like him on this show. But there you go. That is a Derek Lee.
Derek Lee. Derek.
Another Derek shout out. Wow, how about
so
that?
So many Derek's.
And how many Derek's have we had?
When it's a random baseball player of the day named Derek. Nick's all over.
Nick's on it.
No doubt about
Good
it.
Good stats.
So there you go. That is our random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag. Stay tuned. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoon, see what they have coming up, and we'll get you our clip du jour next.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
All right, time now for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds great. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It is the clip of the day. And today, of course, we're talking a lot about the Luka and Anthony Davis trade. And I found somebody on Twitter who had a great pop culture comp for Luka Anthony Davis. The best one I saw was because some woman was like, can you please explain this to me? Like, I have no idea about basketball or whatever. And she's like, it's like if Destiny's Child traded Beyonce to TLC for Chili.
Somebody sent me that one, too.
That's a good one.
It's like.
It is like that.
Chili is now in Destiny's Child.
For Beyonce.
And Beyonce's in TLC.
Chili's good, but you had Beyonce.
Look, Chili's no slouch.
No.
She ain't Beyonce.
She don't want no scrub. But yeah, and then you end up getting Beyonce out of the deal. Like that's a crazy trade. That's a wild trade.
That is a crazy trade at the end of the day. Good for Beyonce, by the way. Another Grammy. We were all like, boy, when's she gonna win Album of the Year? She's so deprived.
It's controversial.
When it comes to winning these things.
A lot of the Caitlin Clark fans are not happy about this.
No, I imagine
the internet was not thrilled.
Yeah,
that did not.
It was a country award.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no,
a lot of honkies.
That's why.
Here.
Yeah,
people were up in arms. People were mad. People were mad on the internet. They usually are mad on the internet. But no, because we were also talking about that because Adam Schefter tried to jump in and steal the NBA spotlight. And he's like, oh, this is crazy. This is like if Lamar got traded for Burrow. And you're like, actually, it's not like that at all.
No. The
These guys are
Chili for Beyonce one is a much more accurate representation.
Much different ages. Also, you never in a million years would have thought Luka Doncic would even be traded.
No, it's
like,
true.
To anybody. And you even mentioned before, like different positions. It's not the quarterback
Burrow and Lamar
swap.
Are the same age, same position in the same division.
Yeah, like okay,
none of the same
Wild.
Things. Good try though, Schefter. He'll be on WEEI Afternoons later. Oh, or is he done for the year? Has he got one more week, or is he done?
Es todo nada más.
Okay, that's Spanish.
Yeah, what does that
for...
mean?
It's all nothing more. No, he is. Yeah, he's not. We said goodbye last week. Our goodbyes, our sad goodbyes.
No say. Okay, good. So what do you guys have coming up today? You talking Super Bowl? You talking this trade? What are you talking?
A little bit of both. We'll probably touch on the Myles Garrett as well, as intriguing as he is. I don't know how much sense it makes. I've already seen some of the aggregation accounts like, Patriots send a second round pick for Myles Garrett. Who says no? And I was like, the Browns?
Probably the Browns. Probably Cleveland.
Seems
easy.
Garrett. Now, you guys.
Joe Milton for Myles Garrett, straight up.
Right.
Yeah, I
heard you guys tiptoe into it. Could you do a two, next year's one? I've already seen some quoted executives saying it's going to be a first round pick in something else. Probably not multiple first round picks, but.
Do you think four is
to.
Too much?
Yeah. Yeah. I think when you take into account the longevity and financial implications of that pick, I think that's too much. But I'm burying the lead here because today we'll have John Corrales at 3:30, which is great. Great guest. But tomorrow at 4:30, you might have heard of him.
Andrew Raycroft.
Who is most responsible for kickstarting the Patriots dynasty?
Oh, Ted Johnson.
Scott
I know
Sisson.
Already going to be there. Matt Barr.
Mason Sisson.
I love Matt Barr.
How about
Adam Vinatieri?
Adam Vinatieri, 4:30 tomorrow, nice. WEEI afternoons.
Nice.
In the week that I think we all believe he's going to be earn a nomination for the Hall of Fame.
And today was the anniversary, right? Of,
yes, Super Bowl 36. So the Snow Bowl, Super Bowl 36, game-winning kick. We'll talk to Adam Vinatieri tomorrow.
I love it.
We'll also talk to Dave Rothenberg, who is the producer of The Verdict. The final episode will air tomorrow. Not sure how much you guys have taken a look at that. We've watched a bunch of it, obviously, because Ted was in both of the first two episodes, which was a little bit of an upset alert that he was in the Making a Case for Belichick, the second episode. Didn't see that coming, but he made a case for Bill Belichick. So, yeah, we got a busy week.
Did they on there?
No, it didn't come down to percentages because that, I mean, it might have gotten more attention had they had done
they
that.
They probably should have, actually.
10% upgraded to 15.
They kind of did like an aftermath episode where then all the percentages changed. They could have done that after.
But old friend Christian Fourier's also been in it, looking very comfortable in tan. It was funny. Ted Johnson, suit, dressed up. Christian Fourier looked like shorts and a t-shirt. Maybe he rode his scooter over to it.
Interesting. Right.
So, yeah, big show today, though, with John Corrales at 3:30. This NBA trade, obviously.
It's awesome.
I know we pretend we're stunned in sports. This was legit stunned.
No, this was a shock.
Legit,
to
like,
wake up to it on Sunday morning, it was surprising.
You're checking to see if this is a joke. Yep. Are these check marks real? Like, I guess people even asked Shams if he had been hacked. He was getting inside
like
the NBA.
Yeah.
Have you been hacked? And he's like, nope, that's the trade.
This is real. Yeah.
And I'll compare it to a Patriots trade where I think some people complained it was executed in similar fashion
Garoppolo
in the past.
Garoppolo for a second round pick.
That would be the one.
Nailed it.
I mean, when you don't actually
maybe
shop
tell the rest
an asset,
of the league,
and then later you find out, well, I would have given this. All right, have we gotten any of those yet? That's what I'm looking forward to. You might get some whispers or reports of
that's got
to
be coming.
We would have given 4 first round picks and 2 all stars or whatever. So I'll be interested in that.
So that and more today. WEEI afternoons. They got Adam Vinatieri tomorrow at 4:30. Mark it down. You can listen live on the Odyssey app. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines Monday through Wednesday for their newest, biggest, big deal meal. Your favorite chicken and sausage al forno is back at the Nines for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. It's Tier Tuesday. It's Tommy Tuesday. You got Kiefer Madness tomorrow on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.